Washington, D.C. Time to get up and Adam with me here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. This is D.C. Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered on both ends of the dial. And in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. There is so much going on in the sports world as we sit here Saturday, May 9th. I'll be live and local till noon today. And every day on my show in Richmond, which you can check out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 and always available on the Odyssey app, we activate playoff mode for the NBA playoffs and the quest for Lord Stanley's Cup. And I have enjoyed watching the NBA playoffs every single night. I am very vocal about my hate right now for the regular season. And we'll spend a lot of this show talking about the NBA's lottery system and what will happen for the Washington Wizards on Sunday. But in my mind, there is no doubt the playoffs deliver. The NBA playoffs keep the league alive because of how bad the regular season has been. But the playoffs continued, and it's been a ton of fun to watch that. The quest for Lord Stanley's Cup continues as well in the NHL. Rookie minicamps around the league in the National Football League this weekend. And Major League Baseball rolls on. But I am absolutely locked into Sunday's NBA draft lottery, what is a huge day for Wizards fans, a massive day for this franchise. It really is. It's going to be one of those days that I think we will remember for a long time, whether we get the top pick, the number two overall pick, 3-4, or fall to that dreaded fifth pick, which is so important because in my mind, there are three tiers to this draft class. I really do believe that there is tier one, 1 through 4. There's tier two, that's player five. I don't hate player five at all. I believe that's Darius Acuff Jr. And if you've been paying attention to players who play for Coach Calipari, they're loaded in the playoffs. Tyrese Maxey in the East, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the West. There's plenty more, but those are the big two right there. Calipari's been going on a tour, a PR tour for his guy Acuff Jr., talking about you don't want to miss him. All right, so I do believe the second tier after 1 through 4 is 5. So we are guaranteed a top 5 pick. And then there's a big drop off, 6 through the rest of the draft. So it is so crucial in my mind that Washington gets that 1 through 4. That's a franchise changing piece. I know, you know, 5 is like a lottery, right? 5, Acuff, if there's a chance he turns into one of these greats that Calipari has been talking about. But there, you know, there's also a chance that he's not as good right away as these other guys and maybe takes too long to get going. I mean, you look at, I think, A.J. DeBontis is NBA ready today. And I think now that we're hearing more about Darren Peterson and the creatine issue in college, he's probably NBA ready once he goes through this summer of training camp and getting his body ready, right? Getting his body right, he's going to be ready for this league. And I think Cam Boozer, we are going to see right away that everything he showed at Duke was college Cam Boozer. And then we're going to see NBA version of Cam Boozer is able to score in a lot more places. He's a better three-point shooter than he showed in college, has a good mid-range jumper, which he just didn't shoot at all in college. And I think you're going to see him getting to the basket more off of his handles than putting his shoulder down like he did a lot in college. And then Caleb Wilson's my guy. If you've been paying attention to my social media, I interviewed Caleb Wilson at the tournament when UNC was getting ready to play VCU. I asked him what he would think about being drafted by the Washington Wizards. I have fallen in love with his highlights and the person. I mean, I thought it was so cool after the season, after he had his surgery, after he missed the tournament, his lifelong goal, right, to play in the NCAA tournament. He went to campus to the local gym at North Carolina in Chapel Hill and just balled with students. And it was a cool, wholesome video of him playing with the students there. He really embraced Chapel Hill. And I think he's going to embrace the place he goes to if it's Washington. I've heard a report he doesn't want to go to Sacramento. I wouldn't want to go to Sacramento. But I think he's going to be a stud. I think that's going to be a guy that is super athletic right away. And if he starts to develop some of the fundamentals of the game and be an expert at those, I mean, the sky's the limit. He's 6'10", 6'11", right now. I think he might grow another inch. He can jump out of this gym. So those four guys just feel like franchise-changing pieces. Like, I'm going to continue to say that I think those four guys would be drafted ahead of Alex Saar, Zachary Richichet, and that entire draft class. That, and you know, except for maybe one or two guys that have really showed up on the scene well, like Steven Castle. But those four guys are the best players we've had in, you know, a couple of years. And then, you know, last year, Cooper Flagg was so good, right? And everybody knew how important that draft was. That's why I was so pissed and it felt like it was rigged that he went to Dallas, right? And then you look at how good Con Knipple's been. And maybe we just got unlucky, right? But hopefully the luck is on our side this year, because we could have gotten to number one last year and gotten Cooper Flagg, right? Or we could have gotten number four and gotten Con Knipple and gotten that franchise-changing piece. It has to be this year, and it has to be a top four pick, in my mind, for that to happen. Five, there's a chance you can get a star at five. I just think that the top four, it's can't miss. Like, those four players, I would say three of those four are going to lead their team to the postseason in the first 3 years in the league and will probably be all-stars by their fourth year. There's just so much to like about Boozer, DeBonsta, Peterson, and Caleb Olson. There's so much. They're franchise-changing pieces. One of those four guys we'll find out on Sunday. That's why it's such a massive day for Wizards fans. The NBA playoffs continue today as the Lakers return to L.A. for a critical Game 3. And I'm not a LeBron fan. I am a vocal LeBron hater. Listeners of this show know that. But I'm starting to turn that hate into respect for LeBron, and I'm starting to get a little bit of hate for OKC now, because it just felt like in that Game 2, the officials didn't respect LeBron. Like, he's 41 years old. He's probably going to go down as the greatest player of all time or the second greatest player of all time, depending who you ask and how old they are, right? And he drives to the basket and gets 18 shot attempts, and he's hacked, and he gets four free throws attempts in the game. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's flailing his arms and throwing his body into contact and getting 8 or 9 free throws. And it's just, how is LeBron getting less respect than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? It doesn't make any... In this country, right? We're not going to Canada. In this country, LeBron better get some respect tonight when the game goes back to L.A. I am turning into a Lakers fan because of how much I don't like OKC right now. It's crazy. I feel like OKC is like the most unliked one seed we've had in a long time in basketball. And they won it last year, and they've won easily this year. But their main player is a free throw merchant. Their coach is not a household name at all. And they're kind of like, well, they're still the Thunder. I'd rather them be the Supersonics. Cleveland hosts Detroit down 0-2, and I am sticking with my pick of the Cleveland Cavaliers in that series. But I have to say, Detroit in the last five games has found something, and that is how to win games. Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, the role players stepping up for the Pistons. They've been terrific after it looked like they were going to be embarrassed. I thought they were the biggest fraud one seed, and they were down 3-1, and then boom, they win those games there to come from behind and win game seven there against the Magic, and they've just been rolling these first two games against Cleveland, and maybe the same old story is going to happen for Cleveland, that, like, we've seen this with James Harden. He's good for games, and then he just goes cold and goes 4 of 15, and he's the reason his team loses a playoff game because of his turnovers, right? He's so ball dominant. And Donovan Mitchell, I love Spider Mitchell. I've been a fan of his since college. But my goodness, I can't watch him shoot 40% from the field and be rooting for him. It's so frustrating. He goes out there and he just takes so many bad shots. Like, that dude is a heat check machine. He makes one shot, the next one's going to be a fadeaway three or an off-balance jump shot. And so I look at Cleveland and I think they are a complete team. And so the reason I have Cleveland winning this series, coming back from down 0-2, and maybe even representing the Eastern Conference now that Boston's gone, because I think it's going to be either Cleveland or New York, is the fact that they have a five that I think can play with anyone of Donovan Mitchell, James Harden, and then down low Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. And when Max Strus is on as a three-point shooter, and he was on in Game 2, and he's been on in the past, he was huge with the Heat in their run, that's a five that I think can play with everyone if they're hitting shots. And Cleveland relies on shots from the outside. But like I'm saying, Donovan Mitchell and James Harden were just not good enough in Games 1 and 2 in Detroit. they return home 3 p.m. is your game three today. But like I said, the big story that I'm interested in the NBA is the NBA draft lottery on Sunday. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs. I want to get into the National Football League and the latest news and notes from around the league. And then we'll focus in on the Washington Commanders and their rookie mini camp. Once again, it's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where we left off. 1-800-636-1067. Take your calls this morning. Talking Commanders on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Saturday, May 9th, just after 9:15. And you guys know I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can call in 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067, or tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio, at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. And I've been talking about this on the last couple episodes of AWOD Radio here on Saturdays. It's been the longest off-season of my life, right? I've been coming up with a name for the off-seasons or the years, right? Last year was, I thought, the most important off-season of our life. And we made mistakes. We definitely made mistakes looking back. We overlooked the edge rusher position. Jaden didn't stay healthy. Maybe we didn't do enough at wide receiver. Well, we definitely didn't do enough at wide receiver. They made mistakes along the way last year. And what was the most important offseason to build off of the success and to get back to the playoffs, Greg? Because in my mind, that's how you win a Super Bowl, is you make the playoffs multiple years in a row and eventually break through. I understand there's other ways to do that, right? And you can get hot and win it in 1 year, or you can win it with a rookie quarterback, you can win it with a first-year coach, whatever, right? I want to see my team make the playoffs back-to-back years. So my goal for this year is to get back into the promised land of the postseason and give ourselves a fighting chance to get to the conference championship and then see if we could get to the big game, right? But I have never seen my team make the playoffs twice in a row. I'm 33 years old. It's crazy that it hasn't happened. That's how dysfunctional this franchise has been for so long. And so last offseason, the most important offseason of my life, they failed us. This year, I'm calling it the longest offseason of my life, because it feels like we've been talking about the 2026-2027 Commander season since way before the end of 2025. Right in November 2025, Jaden Daniels has his season ended with a dislocated elbow. And yeah, he came back. He came back baloney. He wasn't good when he came back. He probably shouldn't have come back. He wasn't fully healthy. It led to Kliff getting fired. The season ended when we lost to the Seahawks. We've been talking about the next season since the end of 2025. It feels like we've been talking about it for years. It's now been like 5 months. How to improve the defense, right? How to adjust the offense? How do we keep Jaden Daniels healthier? How many times have we talked about that? Dan Quinn is absolutely feeling the pressure of his job heating up. That's why he made two major moves, firing his coordinators, Joe Witt Jr. and Kliff Kingsbury. You don't do that unless you feel like your ass is grass if the season doesn't go your way. The train got off the tracks last year, and he never got it back on. Never got it back on. As much as I kept talking about, oh, they're going to get it back on and get going, they never did. They never did. And so when you go into the offseason with the train off the tracks like that, you're absolutely on the hot seat. Dan Quinn's on the hot seat. So that's why he brings in a new defense coordinator, new offense coordinator, and just like that, boom. A new offense and a new defense is born with the hirings of Durante Jones and David Blau. And then it was free agency, and I will continue to talk about how good I think Adam Peters did this free agent class. I really do think it was excellent, and there was a theme of this free agent class in my mind, an obvious theme. Every single guy that was brought in has not peaked yet, has not hit the prime of their NFL career. Potential is there for Clavon Chaisson. Potential is there for Adafe Owe, Leo Chenal, Nick Cross, and others. With free agency, It felt like the goal was to go get guys who are going to earn another contract in the National Football League and play again here in Washington, right? Get guys that are about to excel to the level that would be starters in the National Football League and can take your team forward to the next. I just love the fact that we're getting guys that kind of remind me of what the Eagles did with Zach Bond. Like, that guy had been a good special teams player, and then boom, give him an opportunity to start, and look what he did. Maybe that's Leo Chenault. We'll see what happens this upcoming season, but I love the theme of this free agent class. And then with the draft and free agency combined, like, I think you were able to rebuild an entire defense with at least seven new starters. And then with the draft, I like the pieces we added for Jaden, the extra running back. That's going to be a huge help. And you guys know I've been talking about my love for Antonio Williams since the draft pick happened, right? I kind of love how the draft happened that Saturday. I was talking about Antonio Williams. I wanted Antonio Williams in that third-round pick at 71. I interviewed him at Clemson. And now it feels like in the last few weeks, you're getting more and more hype for Antonio Williams. The first day we talked about him, I had 100 calls, but he's not 6'4". But he can't play on the – he's not 6'4", and he can't play on the outside. That's a wasted pick. Now it feels like the fan base has already fallen in love with Antonio Williams after, what, one day of rookie minicamp? So I think what Adam Peters did this offseason is retool the offense, rebuild the defense. And so I wanted to start the show with my offseason opinion that Adam Peters has done his job. In my mind, this is a playoff roster. Do you agree? 1-800-636-1067. Do the Commanders have a playoff roster now? Would you say that Adam Peters has done his job? Because I think he's done enough. I think it's next man up, and next man up in my mind is those damn new coordinators, right? Adam Peters gave you the tools, dude. You got to go out and win games now with those guys. Durante Jones, you got a bunch of different guys that can blitz. You add to Sonny Styles. You got Leo Chenault. You've got you wanted to turn Frankie Louvu into a better piece. We added help at safety with Nick Cross. Like, we've done enough. Durante Jones, let's see what you got. And then David Blau. How does the players we drafted and brought in fit what you want to do offensively? And how does that change from where the offense looked with Cliff Kingsbury? I believe Adam Peters has done his job. Now, the coordinators need to step up. Jaden needs to stay healthy. Dan Quinn's got to manage the whole thing. And that's not just, you know, manage the locker room and the culture, but manage time management in games. I didn't think that was a skill that was really good for him last year. I thought there were issues there. I think you could point to a few issues even the year we went to the conference championship with how he called timeouts and managed a game. So, you know, I think Adam Peters has done his job. It's a playoff roster. Now let's see what this coaching staff has and what the players can do. I mean, obviously Jaden has to stay healthy, right? I could say Adam Peters has put together a playoff roster, and then if Jaden's not there, it's not a playoff roster without Jaden Daniels. That's pretty obvious. So has Adam Peters done enough improving this roster for Washington to be a playoff team? I absolutely say yes. It's a playoff roster if Jaden is healthy, right? If Jaden is healthy and defensive players, they're brought in and they live up to the hype. It's AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. What up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app, and in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And I asked the question, do you think Adam Peters has done his job? Is this a playoff roster, right? We've had a lot of Adam Peters talk this offseason. Has he done his job improving the roster for Washington to be a playoff team, right? I mean, I just said I do believe absolutely he's done his job. It's a playoff roster. Now it's up to the coordinators. It's up to Jaden to stay healthy and Dan Quinn to manage this locker room. But if Jaden stays healthy and the defensive players that were brought in live up to the hype, yeah, then we're a playoff team. Now, is it a Super Bowl roster? No. Like, I'll say that, no. But it's a playoff roster. Let's get back to the postseason and build from there. And I absolutely believe now that we've done the free agent portion, the draft portion of the offseason, I look at this roster, I'm excited again. And I'm the guy that thought it would be nearly impossible for Adam Peters to rebuild this entire defense in one offseason. I was so worried. Everybody's hyping up Adam Peters, and I was one that was hyping him up, and then I was frustrated. 5-12 sucked. Really did. I didn't want to fire Cliff Kingsbury. And so I kept saying, he's going to have to show me something. And day one of free agency sucked, right? We didn't get anybody big. We re-signed Tunsil. And then, just like, the move started coming, and they didn't stop. I mean, I think Chase on, there's a chance that he's a one and done in Washington, goes out and gets $100 million after this year, because he could be a 10-sack guy. I think he is developing in the league, and this could be his breakout year. Andafe Owe, he has to be a 10-sack guy. Paid him $100 million. I hope he gets that number, or close. Leo Chenal's this athletic monster. Nick Cross, the best run-stopping safety in the National Football League. Sign me up for this new and improved defense. It's a playoff roster in my mind. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. It's A-Watt on the Fan. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Mark in Largo. What's up, Mark?
What's up, Adam?
What's up, dude? Happy Saturday.
Hey, happy Saturday to you. I agree with you defensively. I think he's totally rebuilt the defense. The defense is fine. I totally disagree with you on the offensive side of the ball. Now, I agree with Antonio Williams. I think he's a good move. But I'm going to ask you this question. Do you think they should go get Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you know what that's telling me? That he has not done enough for Jaden Daniels.
No, because that would take us a step further.
Hold up. I got a better move for you. Would you rather have Brandon Ayuk or would you rather have Jared Judy from Cleveland?
Sure. I mean, I'll take either of them.
No. Which one? You got to pick one.
I would take Ayuk probably.
You would take Ayuk over Jared Judy?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so. You would take Ayuk over Keon Coleman?
I'm not having the Ayuk versus
any. See, here's what I'm trying to say to you, Adam. Look at the rest of the receiving corps in our division. Look at the rest of the receiving corps that everybody in his draft class, in Jaden Daniels' draft class. Bo Nix just got Jaylen Waddle, okay? Drake May's getting ready to get A.J. Brown in the next month. I mean, Caleb Williams has a plethora of talented receivers around him. I mean, J.J. McCarthy, I'm talking about in his draft class and in the division. I understand you think this team offensively is a playoff team. That was 2 years ago when the talent was the same in the division. The talent has gotten better in the receiver department in this division. We're at the bottom of the barrel.
Mark, you can argue that. I'm telling you.
Brandon Ayuk, we haven't seen Brandon Ayuk in 2 years.
I'm telling you, it's a playoff roster today.
Brandon Ayuk.
With or without Brandon Ayuk. So you don't need to talk about Brandon Ayuk. Stop talking about Brandon Ayuk. I'm telling you today, it's a playoff roster because it's a better offensive roster than it was 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago, and it's a much better defense. That's what we're talking about.
There's a better defense. I agree with you on that. The defense is better. That I will agree with you on, okay? On the offensive side of the ball, I still think they need help at the receiving core for that part. But this is what you don't seem to understand, Adam. Everybody in the division has gotten better as well, too, at the receiving core. I see where you're coming from. I just think you need to do more and not with Brandon Ayuk.
All right,
we don't
Mark.
Know what Brandon Ayuk has done in 2 years.
Stop talking about Brandon Ayuk, Mark. I'm done with you. We can call back. Call back next Saturday because you keep talking about Brandon Ayuk. All right, we're talking about, is this a playoff roster? He's not on the roster. I checked the roster. He's not on the roster. Let me check the roster. He's not on the roster, Mark. We're not talking about Brandon Ayuk. All right, is it a playoff roster today? I believe it is because in 2024, Terry McLaurin was number one in catches. Number two was Zach Ertz. I believe you're going to get that role from Chig Okonkwo. Number three, right? Oz, Deami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, Deami Brown, Noah Brown. Those three receivers, I think, have been replaced by Deami Brown coming back and being the new Deami Brown. Noah Brown replaced with Antonio Williams. Oz replaced with Luke McCaffrey. I think you have Austin Ekeler from 2024. Now you have a very similar Austin Ekeler in Rashad White.
That's why I'm saying it's a playoff roster with the guys that we have on offense right now. Would I like Ayuk? Would that make it a Super Bowl roster? Sure. Would I like Jerry Jeudy? You can talk about other guys. I said it's a playoff roster today. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Vic in Akakik. What's up, Vic? You're on the Fan.
What's up, Adam?
What's up, dude? Happy Saturday.
You too. That was a heated, I won't say heated, a passionate conversation, sports conversation. It's good for the barbershop. I do believe this is a playoff roster. And I'm going to be playing with you. This is why I'm going to get some pushback. I believe last year it was a playoff roster. What I believe hurt us last year, we had bad coaching. Because I believe that the Commanders, offensive and defensive coordinators felt that their guys had arrived and that they could step off of the gas a little bit and the system would work itself out. And because the Commanders have not in the past 25, almost 30 years, been an excellent organization, they don't have the luxury to do that. We have not built an organization from the new regime of consistent excellence so you can't take your foot off the gas. And that's why those guys were let go. Let's just call it what it really is. We have to stop saying, well, they didn't blend with this one, they didn't blend with that one. They wanted this. No, they didn't get it done. That's why they got fired. And that's why I think Adam Peeble has done his job. When Adam shut down Jaden, when Adam said behind closed doors, I don't care how people want to spin it, how people want to talk politically about it, Adam Peters told Dan Quinn, I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Respect. This is what you're going to do. You're going to shut Jaden Daniels down. And I'm going to give you the autonomy to say it. He's benched. He's not benched. We're going to shut him down because your offensive line is terrible. And your offensive line coach is going to get fired. Because he's getting Jaden Daniels, our most valuable commodity, getting him turned like a pretzel. And then I'm going to make sure you have the roster to compete this coming season. And what you're going to do is get rid of your offensive coordinator and your defensive coordinator. We're going to work together to get the coordinators that you like so you have everything you need to be successful. And you're going to do what we did in year one. You're going to hold people accountable. You're going to get the best out of people. You're going to manage the expectations at a level of excellence. And you're going to do that consistently every practice and every game because that's what we brought you in here for. And that's why I believe Adam has done his job and he has given Dan every bit of ability to do his job. Adam does not coach. Adam does not coordinate. Adam is the personnel acquisition guy. That's what he does. He goes to find great talent. He has done that. He has done it in every way possible. So I'm saying this. I'm saying it today on May 9th at 8:39 a.m. Adam, I'm saying it, and please hear me. I want the Junks to hear it. I want Grant and Danny to hear it. I want Doc to hear it. I better not hear nobody say we don't have no talent. Now, I'm sounding like you sounded with Mark 2 minutes ago. I better not hear near one say we don't have to. I don't want to hear it. We have gotten talent.
I love it.
It's time for coaches to coach. Have a good Saturday.
Yep, good call, Vic. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Dez in Waldorf. Dez, you're on the Fan with AWOD. What's up, man?
What's up with you, man? Hey, look, I don't know what that first caller was talking about. Listen, the defense guaranteed going to be a top 10 defense. Now, as far as the offense, Jaden going to be good. You know, I just want to say when it comes to the wide receivers, people need to stop stressing the wide receivers, understand? I know it's a pretty toy, it look good, but if you look back at the last few Super Bowl winners, bro, nobody don't be having a top-tier wide receiver group. All the top-tier wide receiver groups don't be winning. The only one that kind of did was the Eagles, if you say A.J. Brown and Devontae. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, the Chiefs, they never had two top-tier wide receivers. Last year, they had JSN and Cooper Kupp. People was wondering if Cooper Kupp was even going to still stay in the league, you know what I'm saying, before the year even started. So it's like all this extra talk. If you got one superstar wide receiver, you got a really good tight end, and you got supplementary pieces, it's about building an offense. And the main thing I want to say is the main thing people need to worry about, and what I need, like, people like, what I'm trying to hear from, like, people like you, and Grand Danny, you know what I'm saying, Doc and all them. I want to hear, has anybody been paying attention to Jaden's weight gain? Has he been gaining any weight? Has he been putting on some muscle? That's what I want to know. That's the only thing that I care about, because I don't want him coming back in and he only been gained 2 more pounds over the whole offseason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my main thing.
Because
as long as he's standing upright, everything going to be good. We already just seen that.
I'm with you, man. Good call. I appreciate it. You're absolutely right. The most common theme, right, between this team having success and this team not winning games is if Jaden Daniels is playing. Right. We need Jaden Daniels.
I just haven't heard anybody say anything about it. I ain't heard anybody say, has he been getting bigger? Anybody say, I know y'all been seeing him a lot more than like the public. Has anybody noticed any gain in that weight, the muscles, anything?
Yeah, I wish I could give you a report. I'm looking forward to going out to training camp in a few months and getting all that behind
nobody
the scenes content.
We haven't really seen him. We haven't really seen him except
playing,
for
playing football.
Yeah,
we haven't really seen him except for the
flag football thing, right? I mean, that was
the flag football. I was going to say on TV, that's about it. And even
and then
that
we saw.
Is...
Well, he was at UCLA working out with Terry McLaurin, Diami, and a few guys. I mean, I wish he stepped on a scale and we could tell, right? I mean, we're not able to get that information, but yeah, I mean, his health is the number one thing, and that's why, you know, everybody wanted a superstar day one of free agency, and so did I. But it really was a win just bringing back Laremy Tunsil. And then every insider I talked to thought Chris Paul was gone. He came back. That's a win. And I know we're upset about Biotis, right? But then you move Allegretti to center, who's the Super Bowl champion.
People need to start worrying about Biotis as well, because if you really pay attention, bro, he was kind of undersized, and he wasn't doing the best job. They was running down the middle of us all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
When the defensive tackles were straight killing them.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like we had the best center in the world. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. No, Dez, good call, man. And let's touch on that next segment here, because I do think part of the why I believe this is a playoff roster is that offensive line. On paper, it has the chance to be elite. It just came down to, I think, coaching last year. They didn't have good offensive line coaching. They changed that up, and we'll see what kind of an impact that makes. And Josh Connerly growing, and Tunsil another year getting comfortable with Chris Paul at guard next to him, and Jaden working with this offensive line, and the offensive line being the same for an entire season. You know, this offensive line has a chance to take a big leap forward, and that would help this team as well. Because if we can run the ball, Jaden's going to kill people in play action. More of your calls next on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You guys know I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067. Every opinion matters. 1-800-636-1067. That's why I love taking calls, even if we disagree. We're both, I believe, passionate and care about the same team, right? I would not want to do a show arguing with Cowboys and Eagles fans all day. I don't have time for that. But I would love to argue with people that care about the same team, and we all want the same thing, right? The whole common goal of seeing our team hoist that Lombardi trophy. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Look, I don't think it's a Super Bowl roster right now. But, I mean, I think it could get there depending on how Jaden plays and some of the guys we brought in. And maybe if somebody surprises us, or if Luke McCaffrey balls out, or Diami Brown gets back to, you know, 500, 600 yards like he was a couple of years ago. But it's a playoff roster in my mind. And I was the guy that thought it was nearly impossible for Adam Peters to redo an entire defense. Build it. And he did. And of course, Sonny Styles was the guy I wanted at 7, and I'm very excited to hear from Dan Quinn, who talked about him at rookie minicamp, which began there in Ashburn. Is it a playoff roster? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Michael in Fairfax. What's up, Michael? You're on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, man? Great show as always, my friend.
Thank you.
So, yeah, of course, man. We have a very good chance of getting into the playoffs, and there are a couple of reasons. I think that coaching, we actually have, no disrespect to the previous defensive coordinator, but he clearly wasn't getting the job done. I'm excited about the coaching of the defense. I think we have some awful, incredible weapons. I think they're going to use guys that were not used properly last year correctly.
Do you have someone in particular there?
Yeah, I do. I'm blanking out of his name.
Frankie Lufu's in my mind. That's who I'm thinking.
Thank you. Exactly. He just wasn't used properly, you know? So I think with using him correctly, and we also obviously have this new pick that's going to be out there. Plus, you mentioned the offensive line. That's huge, man. It's going to help out Jaden tremendously. I'm excited about the coaching on the offensive side as well. Plus, people don't really believe this, I think, but I think Brown's going to be a huge weapon, dude. I think it's fantastic to have him back. Jaden really likes him. He's always worked well with him, from what I remember, combined with McLaurin. And I think we have some possibilities, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like the fact that De'Ami Brown can stretch the field, and I think that was a big thing that was missing last year. We just didn't have enough guys that stretched the field.
Yeah, and just real quick, plus you add the proper coaching with him, that's going to do some serious damage. I'm excited, man. I think we're going to see some good things, my man.
Yeah. Hey, it's cool because what were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying, I'm with you. And the previous caller mentioned about the quarterback, and he about Jade, and he's right. Size, you know, if he's about the same weight, I hate to say it, man, he's going to get destroyed again. He just can't run. And that's also another topic, too. He cannot run the way that he did. If those coaches have common sense, and they obviously do, you have to get it into his head, run correctly, know when to run.
Yeah.
He didn't do that. He's playing as if he's back at LSU. I mean, you know what I mean? So we'll see what happens, my man.
Yeah, good call, man. I think he had so much success with it his rookie year. He went with running more his sophomore year. And look, Jaden knows he has to stay healthy. The coaching staff knows that. And really, unfortunately, that is, in my mind, why Cliff Kingsbury was fired. I don't think it was based off performance, based off of the play calling, or based off of the results, even though we were 5-12. I think it came down to the health of the quarterback. Cliff Kingsbury was forced to fall on the sword. And like even Vic said, like, I think Adam Peters absolutely stepped in and said, look, this needs to end. The season's over. We're shutting Jaden down. I'm going to let you make the announcement, Dan Quinn. It's your team. But also, we're making some serious changes in the offseason. And literally, Cliff Kingsbury got fired because he couldn't keep Jaden healthy. I think it's just really as simple as that. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
Hey, buddy. It's like this. Shout out to Vic in Oxon Hill. Vic is 100% correct. It is going to be won or lost in the trenches. And that offensive line, I know Doc loves them and everybody else does, but it's just, man, they've really got to show up this year. I mean, if they were as good as everybody is espousing, then I don't think that Marcus Mariota would have been running around as much as he was. So those guys have got to get their act together, or it's going to be another really wild year, and we don't want Jaden sitting on the bench for any games, man. They got to pick it up. It's got to be – we got to improve in the trenches and in our blocking. And the other thing, Adam, is, man, these guys better learn how to tackle, because that's their problem. Think about it, Adam. How many games we would have won that we lost and were close, that if they just would have all the times they should have made the tackles, made 85% of them, I'll guarantee you our record would have been different. So – it is about coaching, like Vic says, because that shows up in the fundamentals, and they did not have the fundamentals down on the defense. So we're going to see this year, but I got to give Adam Peters credit. I think he's doing his job, man, and I'm tired of hearing the people whining about the receivers, man. They got enough receivers to win with the people they've added, and, man, and as far as your question, the main question, it is a playoff roster. Definitely, just like Vic says, it was last year, but, man, they just didn't coach well and got to play. All the players got hurt, and you're not going to get over the injuries they had with Adam. It's that simple, buddy.
Yeah. No, good call, man. I appreciate it. And, look, you know, offensive players get headlines, get the bag, get all the money. That's the sexy position. It's why everybody wanted Jeremiah Love or Carnell Tate offense in the first round, but I wanted defense. and the entire offseason was the plan was to build the defense, because offense might win games, defense wins championships. And I think this year was really pretty clear with the Patriots and the Seahawks' success.
You win with defense, buddy, and in football, you win it with controlling the line of scrimmage, buddy. It's that simple. Vic is right about that. And man, their offensive line. And hey, if they play more 12 and 13 personnel, that'd be great. I'm all for it. Under center.
Yeah.
So let's get it going, buddy, and let's win next year.
Absolutely. I mean, just because we're talking about, like, you give up 34 points to the Atlanta Falcons. You scored 27. Like, you should have won that game. There's two or three games you can point to that if the defense was just slightly improved. You lost to the Broncos 27-26, right? One of the Eagles games. Like, if the defense is a little bit better, from 5 wins to 7 wins, right? And that's not even with Jaden playing more games. So we have to improve the defense, and I think they did this offseason.
A lot of those plays, Adam, that we're talking about, and you just brought up, man, those plays where they missed those tackles, where they should have had them behind, man, those are game-changing plays.
Yeah.
It's that simple, buddy. You got to tackle. That's coaching. That is coaching.
Yeah, especially in the divisional games. I mean, the Cowboys and Eagles just, they embarrassed us with our bad tackling. It's AWOD on the Fan. We'll take more of your phone calls next. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Or tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. AWADD RADIO. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.